so I'm sure we're going to be doing that here. Hey! Bam! The music bed jumps in. Hey, that's all right. Technical difficulties happen. Thank you, 1-800-259-9231 for your patience. We are here now live on the radio as well as the internet now. So let's reintroduce ourselves for those just tuning in on the radio. It's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam, by the way, joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. We're going to have a big video announcement hopefully at some point during the show tonight. I don't want to say when, so we'll leave that to be decided, because it's like encoding now, uploading now, that kind of thing.
If all goes as planned.
Yeah, the new episode of the Crap Campaign is coming down the pipe, and we will clue you in about that. All right, so the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. As always, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. So, big news today, and it's, you know, so we don't always follow the top news stories, but I don't know. This one's kind of worthwhile.
Lindsay Lohan gets arrested?
Well, no, apparently that's what Drudge Report considers to be the number one story. Actually, she's violated her probation, which is really easy to do, actually. I mean, they set up probation to make it so you can, you know, drop a pin on the floor and violate probation. It's not very difficult at all. The provisions are
restrictive. Yeah, well, even if they are restrictive. Plenty of people manage to do it. They don't smoke pot. They don't go out and drink. They go to work. They, go to the grocery store. They, get some hobby that no one bothers them about, like maybe toy trains or, model airplanes or whatever, and they manage to make it through on probation. It's not like it's impossible or anything. But I think that the people that are most likely to make it through on probation are the ones that have already gone to prison, and they have some idea of what is lurking, for them around the corner. Probation is, for a lot of people, is really just like prison on the installment plan, and they're going to get it down the pipe, because what you're taking is some people that have some lifestyle issues that the government disagrees with. You're giving them a more restrictive lifestyle than they had prior to the sentencing, and then expecting them to somehow make it, and it's a losing prospect for most. I don't know. I'm not willing to say most, but I suspect most people.
Not to mention that, but I mean, it's so simple to violate probation in most states. Here in New Hampshire, if you're in the car and your friend gets pulled over for speeding and the cop asks for everyone's ID, that's a contact. A contact is a violation of probation, and you go back to jail.
I have never seen anyone get it from that point. Certainly an arrest.
Really?
The people that I were...
Just for asking for an ID? What?
No. If you have contact with a police officer and they ID you and run a check in the system, that is some of the people in jail that I was sitting in there with were telling me that's enough for people to get a VOP and sent back.
Really? That seems, I mean, I understand the system's really bad off, but that seems shocking.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would probably have to have a parole officer who's not very friendly, who doesn't like you very much in order to do that, but they're saying that, yeah, it is possible.
Now, I have seen people go back to prison for an arrest that they didn't get convicted on. So if they got arrested but they didn't get convicted, then they dropped the charge or whatever, they still
went back.
Just
the fact that they got put in handcuffs, even though the charge was nonsense,
so
was enough to be
the arrest is the violation of probation.
Wow,
not
that's
the conviction. I haven't heard what Sam's saying. And
but that's basically, I mean, that's in the same ballpark
mind you,
as what Sam's
it's
saying.
Been 15 years, and they're desperate for money.
Wow.
And you got to admit that the people that go to jail and people that are on their probationary systems, they're money to them.
Well, now I'm glad we talked about this, because it's been a good conversation. I wasn't really planning on telling you the details about Lindsay Lohan, who we're talking about here. She's going back to jail for 90 days, and I guess that'll be followed by 90 days of inpatient rehab. Why? Well, apparently she didn't go to enough of the court-ordered alcohol education classes that was being demanded of her.
Because those are really going to help you. I mean, the 12-step program, one of the first things they rattle off to you is the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. So if you don't have a desire to stop drinking, you're not qualified for membership. And the court ordering people to go to them, it's a violation of everything that these people stand for. But they take it because, they're desperate to help. And I suppose they probably get some money out of it or something. I don't know.
Well, in this case, she's basically claiming that she was busy. You know, she's got her career that she's dealing with, and she wasn't able to make it once a week because she would be traveling to do movie shoots and things like that.
Well, I don't know what kind of alcohol counseling she was supposed to get. If it was AA, I mean, it's everywhere and it's all the time.
Yeah, I don't know either, Mark. It may have been one of those things where she was required to go to a specific California state approved.
Doesn't sound unlikely. That would be very difficult for an actress. I mean, if you're shooting a movie, you're typically doing that every day. You know, very long days. You've got a crew of 40, 50 people. You've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment out there. It's not cheap for that stuff to sit around because most of the time it's rented as well. So you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars a day. I can see why she might have skipped some of these.
You know, if it was about acting, I would think that there would, you know, that her writer would include somebody coming along and essentially tutoring her. If she really wanted to do it,
I think the government's going to send a tutor out tomorrow?
No, I think that the government will do it if you pay him. I think she can have a one-person class.
Maybe. Who knows, Mark? I think you're giving them more credit than they're due. I mean, these are typically not very flexible people. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they want money.
The government is flexible for money, I'm sure.
They want money.
Especially in California. You think it's new for actors and actresses to have to go through drug treatment counseling for the government? I mean, it doesn't seem like this would be the first time.
No, the rules are pretty rigid. Anyway, they're sending the girl to jail for 90 days because she didn't go to enough of their classes. And I like what you're saying here. If you want to quit alcohol, you have to want to quit alcohol. Being forced to go to some sort of government class is ludicrous. I mean, I remember when, it's not exactly related to alcohol, but people that would get busted for driving things would be forced to go to some silly remedial driving class, which was really nothing more than 4 hours of video and then a test at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but they charge you way too much money for
it. It was just busy work, and it's ludicrous. So anyway, I just figured we'd. It was good commentary on the whole idea of probation because it's just so easy to get VOP. The system is designed around that. A lot of the people in jail are in
with
for
that,
VOP.
But I don't. I agree with that. You know, I do. I mean, having more experience with the judicial system here than anybody else, I just don't want to take people's power away when it comes to this. When you have probation, you have a choice. You get to make a decision about how you are going to live your life at that point. Do you want, because here's what's around the corner if you decide, oh, I'm going to continue to drink, I'm not going to go to my classes, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, because the government, they can't tell me what to do.
What you're saying is they get what they get, right? You're saying these are the rules and too bad for them.
I'm not saying it's too bad for them. I'm saying you know what's up. And if you don't want to go to jail,
but maybe you don't know what's up. Maybe the rules are a little too obtuse and obscure. As Sam was saying, when somebody gets busted for VOP because they talk to a cop,
I'm not willing to accept that at this point on face value. I think it's pretty rare that occurs. But you make it seem like let's take it from an arrest. You make it seem like it's easy to get arrested.
Damn right it is.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Throw your pot away and drive the speed limit, and you won't get arrested, man.
Well, wait a minute, Mark. I mean, have you been living in the ghetto? Do you know what it's like to, for instance, be driving while black?
You think Lindsay Lohan lives in the ghetto, dude?
I'm not talking about Lindsay Lohan. We're talking about violating probation here. You're saying, oh, it's not hard to get, it's not easy to get arrested. Well, yeah, it is, depending on where you live and who you are and what you look like. Yeah, it is pretty easy.
Yeah, I understand, man, but you've got to walk a very thin, tight line if you've got probation. I know it's good for you. It's good for you, the radio host, when people F up their probation, because you can talk about how ridiculous the government is. However, if you've got probation, it's your decision what you do with your life. Right there, then.
Okay. It sounds like you're saying
bow down. I was on probation, dude. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't even go out when it was dark.
That doesn't protect you from being arrested. There's more coming. More coming up here at 800-259-9231.
You sound like you're in fantasy land tonight.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inviting you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include news updates. You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, and we will let you know whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. And you can know via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever one of those options works best for you, or take all three of them. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
And take the start pages, startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy while you search. They even have a proxy service beneath each one of the links that you can use. Normally you have to pay for that on the internet. It's startpage.com. Their privacy is your main concern. You can start their 7-day challenge today and see, you know, just what a great search engine it is. I use it on a regular basis. It's startpage.com.
I think you meant to say your privacy is their main concern.
What'd I say?
The reverse.
Their privacy was your main concern. Yes, well, it should be, shouldn't it?
Startpage.com. Really, the proxy service is pretty amazing and free. So head on over there. All right. We started out talking about probation. We're going to continue that discussion here because Mark has slid back into his authoritarian ways here tonight, taking the status position that, well, you can avoid violation of probation just by being a good little boy. You just
don't
drink.
I didn't say that. I said that it's in your hands and it's your responsibility. Clearly, weird things happen with the state all the time, Ian.
Okay, thank you for acknowledging that.
But when you disempower people, and I just think
that... disempower somebody?
There's nothing you can do. The government's coming after you. Probation no matter what.
Sam, did I say that?
I don't think so.
I didn't say the reverse either. Nimrod.
You are saying...
I am saying when you get probation and the judge says, look, you've got to wear a fuzzy pink pimp hat on your head and a squeaky orange clown nose everywhere you go. It's hard. It's not easy. But you signed those pieces of paper. You know what the deal is.
Well, they're going to put that on you whether you sign or not.
Yeah, it's not really a deal when...
It is a deal. You get to choose. You could say, and I had plenty of friends who did, and said, I'm not going to take the probation. Give me time in prison, Your Honor. They do it. And they'll get shorter times, and you don't have to do it. You don't have to take their stinking probation. You can do time.
I understand that. I wouldn't have taken it, too, if they'd offered it to me. I would have stayed in, because I wouldn't want to be under those restrictions. And I wouldn't, even if I thought I knew what their restrictions were, I wouldn't really know, because they can do whatever it is they want to. What did Adam Miller walk in here and say from LibertyOnTour.com?
That he was arrested and got a VOP because, you know, his parole officer came up and decided, you've got beer in your fridge, I'm taking you to jail.
I think he said he was threatened over it.
His roommate's beer.
He said he got a VOP over it, and
I think he said he was threatened with a VOP.
Well, I was in jail with a guy who was violated after the parole officer just walked into his house and, didn't even knock on the door, just opened the door right up.
Oh, they can do that.
And he happened to be rolling up a blunt.
I understand where you're coming from, Sam, but like those are decisions that guy made. He knew what was up. He knew that, A, the probation office has full reign in your house. It's ridiculous. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
But and he knew that if he smoked pot, likely, you know, he's going to have to figure something out.
What if the parole officer wandered into his medicine cabinet and found an expired medication?
It would be one of those ridiculous things like the Adam Miller story that we just
and
heard.
And those are not uncommon. That's what I was saying, Mark, is that you were saying, it's no problem to avoid violation of probation.
I wasn't saying that. I was saying that you have those decisions in your hands.
You made it sound like it was no big deal. You make these decisions and then you'll be safe, right? But that's not true, because all this unexpected crap can happen, like Adam Miller was pointing
out. Anytime you're dealing with the state, you're dealing with an organization that can do whatever the heck they want. But 98.27% of the time, if you stick to their silly little rules like don't smoke pot, don't go out and drink, don't be out late, you know, those kind of things.
Where did you get that from? Where did you get those numbers from? 98.1%?
I made it up just now.
All right, let's move on and talk to Frank.
You got any other news?
Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Numbers?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. What I wanted to say is this. I think the justice system should give all individuals the same opportunities. If Lindsay Lohan is offered parole, the person that goes in and sticks up the 7-Eleven for $20 should also get parole.
It's never going to happen, Frank.
The point is this. I remember when Geraldine Ferraro's son, who was dealing drugs at Middlebury, was known with the affectionate nickname of the pharmacist, was arrested for drug dealing, and he was dealing on a big scale. Rather than go to jail, Geraldine Ferraro, who was the vice presidential candidate, called her friend, who was the first female governor of Vermont, and was able to, instead of doing hard time in jail, her son Sakara was able to, they bought a condominium, luxury condominium in Vermont, and he served his time there.
Nice.
Now, after he came out, he said, he couldn't get a job because he had a criminal conviction. Well, the Gambino crime family in New York rented him a storefront in Manhattan that would normally cost $30,000 a month for $350. He went into the spaghetti manufacturing and the spaghetti pasta sales. And all within a few blocks of his father's star distributor, the porno distributor that John Sicaro had. Now, this is typical of what the wealthy and the elite connected with the power can do, whereby someone else, even if the person is innocent, the cop fudges the evidence. Yeah, there's a story from South Florida. That person's
right.
in jail for a long time. So
and
why
then
they give everyone the same opportunities? And that's what you need. Justice has to be apportioned equally.
No. See, you know, it's this monopoly on justice that is the problem. And then what they do with these Lindsay Lohans and these celebrities that come along here and there is they'll hold them up and parade them around in the media to make the point that, see, nobody's above the law. But and it keeps that perception that
right,
nobody
but then they
is,
get
even
parole
though the bureaucrats do whatever
time.
They want.
Then they get parole instead of doing hard time. And what's interesting about it is they also represent a huge amount of tax revenue. Lindsay Lohan and the people that she employs represent
true, if she's not out working, then they're not making
income
as much
tax for the federal
right.
and state governments.
That's an interesting observation, Frank, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, Frank is right about what he's saying.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
certainly inconsistencies. And one of my
but
favorite
I just don't
stories,
see that, you know, I mean, this is a claim that's been being made for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Which claim?
That, you know, the idea that the poor should be treated is the same as the rich in the judicial system. And that's the reason they got the statue with the blindfold and the scales and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice
like
idea.
Right. It's and I'm for it. I just don't know how we're going to get from here to there.
Not in this
without,
one party system.
Yeah, without some kind
system.
Of competition. It seems
yeah.
to me that the judicial system currently is getting
well
at less.
The first thing that has to happen is the things that poor people like to do should not be criminalized. I mean, even under the one-size-fits-all system, it could be made better by ending the war on drugs, ending, you know, the ban on open container, and ending the all this crap that people are arrested for that doesn't actually involve any victim. It's not to say that rich people don't do drugs. They sure as hell do. It's just they're not getting pulled over and busted for it like the guy driving the beater through the ghetto. You know, so there, poor people are targeted for these crimes, which aren't even really crimes in the first place. So if that stopped happening, then the justice system, I think, would be a whole lot more just in general. 1-800-259-9231, though the rich murderers would probably still get away with it. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's competition would be very helpful to add in. We'll get there eventually. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Karo Stove. Karo Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Karo Stove, for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including things like our archives going back for years now. All free. freetalklive.com.
Government's a wonderful thing. But you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years of government school that the government made you attend, the government controlled, and the government forced you and your parents to pay for regularly, threatening to steal their home. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
At schoolsucksproject.com, our number again, 800-259-9231. So, let's talk about the TSA. Been a little while since we've talked about the TSA. This was the story that I meant to bring up at the beginning of the show, and we got a little distracted. The story is from CBSNews.com, and apparently the Transportation Security Administration is blocking certain websites from the federal agency's computers, including halting access by staffers to any internet pages that contain a controversial opinion. Now, there could be a lot of web pages out there with controversial opinions on them.
Indeed. I mean, you think about, Women's Day's website for their magazine. Somebody says that carob chips are better than chocolate chips in their chocolate chip cookies. I mean, there's going to be a controversy over that. My wife was telling me something about, some dietary controversy between soy milk and raw milk just today. What do these people all think?
That's funny that you would say that, because I was going to just write those off. Like, yeah, okay, somebody might have an opinion that blue is their favorite color, but there could, I suppose, be some level of controversy over that, but in comparison to some of the more important matters in life, I don't think that really does.
This is all an issue of perspective.
We just reported
on Lindsay Lohan being arrested, and some people are going to call that the most important thing that happened in this week.
It's true. It's true. And it could be controversial what Lindsay Lohan is wearing. I mean, many things could be considered controversial, so you're right about that. So really the ultimate question will be, well, what will the government people decide is controversial? What will they decide? What will the censors decide is inappropriate for the TSA people to be able to access? Now, of course, I'd rather have TSA agents surfing the web than actually shaking people down and doing whatever it is that they do in the airports.
And that's a controversial opinion.
It is, and so I would wonder if Free Talk Live would make
no,
the
Free
cut.
Talk Live is already on all kinds of censors.
All the federal censor
lists. I hope you don't think that's otherwise.
Well, it makes me wonder. You
should have done a different kind of radio show if you didn't want that to happen.
No, it's exactly. I'm A-okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
So, it just kind of, there's really not much more to the story. I mean, they banned extreme violence, gruesome content, gaming, chat messaging, criminal activity, and controversial opinion. And it just kind of, is this a harbinger of things to come?
I mean, this is the way that they feel is necessary for them to form the opinion that the TSA employees have about the agency by blocking out, you know, I'm sure my Detroit TSA video won't be able to be brought up.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they shut out the dissenting opinions and create this us versus them mentality and really sort of feed that paradigm by you guys are the good guys. See, we give you trophies and you get these awards and we're great because we have the law on our side and we're always right. And, you know, they just feed them this propaganda constantly.
That's
shut
important.
Out the other side. And then, you know, we end up in this police state that they can keep advancing and advancing and the agents don't ever really question it.
Luckily, they go home at night and they can use their own internet connection, so it's not like they have total control over them at this point. But you're right, Sam. We've certainly talked to people from the military who were over in Iraq, Afghanistan, and while they were out there, somebody turned them on to Free Talk Live or turned them on to ObscureTruth.com or something like that, and they were able to access this information. And it, you know, kept them kind of sane during their stay in the military where they're being ordered to assist or actually involve themselves in the killing of human beings. And that can be pretty important. I mean, getting a message of freedom out to people in the roles who are taking the roles of oppressor, you know, they may not realize that at the time, but that's what those people are doing. They're oppressing freedom. And allowing them to come across that information for us is very important. And so for them, the government people, it would be as important for them to block our information.
One would think.
And the fact is the independent media is growing like wildfire. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are new websites popping up, new blogs, new podcasts, new radio shows. It's going crazy, and it's starting to outpace and attract a larger audience than the mainstream media, which is what the government depends on to sort of just march out their propaganda, you know, without question, support the government view. You know, we're all citizens here and on and on. And they're starting to lose that grip. And so I think we're going to see probably a lot more of this as they, you know, just start to falter as the economy starts to slip off into depression, as some of even the mainstream media is now reporting on. They're starting to say, oh, we've had a double dip. This looks like 1938. So as that kind of stuff happens, they are going to seem less and less legitimate, and so it's more and more important. Yeah,
it seems a little. It kind of reeks a little bit of desperation, doesn't it?
It is.
We're going to shut off controversial opinion from our web's computers, agency's computers.
I think that what you're seeing here is this just being reported. I mean, some.
It's true. It was a memo that
in the military, they won't cut off Free Talk Live. But Free Talk Live is certainly controversial opinion, and it is cut off in so many workplaces around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is that how it is that they find out that we're controversial or whatever. But
somebody reports it. That's what it requires, and that's one of the reasons why what Sam says is important. The observation that there's a whole lot of independent media that's coming out from the internet. Mm-hmm. They're building their credibility, their branding, and they're competing. And the old media is dying off. Certainly newspapers and magazines are having the toughest time dealing with this explosion. But it's also good from the perspective that the more new stuff comes out, the longer it's going to take for those censors to actually find it and to get rid of it. So it will require someone to essentially report to the whatever the agency is that's handling this. Maybe they're hiring a private company, I don't know. But somebody's going to have to click a link and say, okay, this is no good. We need to take this off the list. It's going to have to be done on a one-by-one, website-by-website basis.
And the government realizes that. So their solution to that problem is to, you know, create this internet, too, where everybody has to register. And then, you know, you have to submit your content or get approved, go beg the government for permission and tell them about the stories
internet too thing,
and so on.
And I just don't feel like the internet people are going to let that one happen, dude. I mean,
I don't know.
The internet companies are run. Who was it that was telling us this recently? One of the web
geeks. By the ISPs, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, the ISPs are run by geeks. A lot of these people are very, even if they're not freedom oriented as a philosophy, they're freedom oriented when it comes to the web. And so they're going to make a stand, I think. I don't think people are going to go along with that crap.
I don't know, because, you know, they roll out this new system. They pass a law that says anybody who's on Internet 2 must do X, right? So they pass that law. How many of the ISPs are engaging in civil disobedience?
Well, that's the question. How many of them will engage in civil disobedience, right? We haven't gotten to that
point. And it's not like they're going to turn off the existing internet. No, it'll just wither away. I think what the government would like to do is turn the internet into like a your cable TV, where you can go online and you pick Google, Yahoo, YouTube, Dig, whatever. You pick from these little selected sites that are have approved content on them, and that's what you can go to and visit. And then you.
I'm sure they would like that, but the internet wouldn't like that very much. I mean,
well,
the people love freedom on the internet. People, when they get the chance to experience freedom, they like it generally. And, of course, there are going to be the internet prohibitionists who will take your position and say, well, we need to control things for the children and for the good of society and whatever their reasons are. But overwhelmingly, the internet is full of people who appreciate the freedom, the ability to find anything they want anytime. And I just don't see that withering away.
Well, I agree with you that that is the way that they want to go and that people will fight it. It's not going to happen overnight. It wouldn't be a switch, but that's the gradual push that I think the state is going towards.
We'll see. Let me know when that actually starts happening, because right now this Internet 2 thing is basically a test phase between colleges somewhere, right?
Yep.
I mean, kind of like the original Internet was.
Right.
So 1-800-259-9231. We'll see what happens as things develop. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website. All the features there are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their pages. We give ours away. In fact, you'll find out, I bet you, that you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than the other sites, the other talk show hosts, will charge you for on their sites. Go ahead and check it out. Dare to compare. Freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you get what you need at amazon.freetalklive.com. I just got one of those fancy mouse pad things with the wrist. What do you call it? Wrist protector?
Wrist rest.
Yeah, I got one of those things on Amazon, and that's very nice. And I got a good deal on it, better than what I would have paid over at Staples in town. So if you're looking for a good deal and great products, head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com.
I got the a chainsaw sharpener. It's an attachment for my Dremel. All real men have Dremels. And
I have one.
Yeah.
And Ian, I couldn't even tell you what one is.
Got a Dremel? It's an attachment for my Dremel, and it was $10. I mean, I felt like I'd hit the lottery with the Super Saver shipping. You know, that would have been $5 on top of it. And I had to get, since it was $10, I had to get something else. So I got the
advanced. You don't have to, but only if you want to get the free Super Saver shipping.
Right. I'm not going to pay $5 for shipping. I can just order something else that I need.
It's a brilliant policy, isn't it? Because
it is. But I need.
You all of a sudden figure out something else you kind of needed.
Yep.
Maybe you really wanted.
Well, in this case, it was a Vantix for the dog,
so
the dog doesn't get ticks.
You get a good price on that too. It's like what, $50?
The last time I accidentally ordered Advantage instead of Advantix, which means that it's the dog wasn't protected for ticks, so I needed to have it anyway. So,
ooh.
You know, bam.
There you go. And you didn't need a prescription for that either, right? You just put it.
I don't know.
You didn't have a prescription.
I did not.
It.
No, didn't require one from me. Right. But if I get a knock on the door, I'm going to thank you.
No,
I've ordered come with internet too.
No, I've ordered that stuff off of Amazon and it's worked well. All right, so 800-259-9231. Your phone calls, we go to them. Eleanor, ladies first in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi. Can you hear me? I just heard a click.
Yeah, here you are. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm a retired engineer, and I've been doing some calculations regarding the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, and I think there's something that is not being talked about, which the bottom line is I think that the disaster can be handled very easily without anything particularly exotic. But let me tell you where I'm coming from. A panel of government scientists estimate between 1.5 and 2.5 million gallons per day are emerging from the pipe.
That's a lot of oil.
That's right. And BP, in one news story, estimated 4, but I'll use 2. Okay, there are 8 gallons, or 8 gallons in a cubic foot. So 1/8 of 2 million is about 268,000 cubic feet coming out of that pipe per day. Okay?
Seems like a lot.
Like a lot of oil, but it's not so much when you divide it by the number of seconds in a day. There are 86,400 seconds per day. And so what you actually have at the wellhead is only about 3 cubic feet per second coming out of the wellhead.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Now, that's 268,000 divided by 86,000.
Yep, we take your word for it. You're the engineer.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, to find the speed, you know the diameter of the pipe has been published at 20 inches. and that's about 2 square feet. And that calculates to a speed of only 1.4 feet per second.
So what are you suggesting here? You're suggesting that they're trying to make it sound like it's really gushing out, but you're saying it's not really...
Yes, what I'm saying is it's not at all like the exhaust on a jet engine. It's coming out in large volume, but at a relatively slow speed, which could be handled by any one of a number of structures.
So are you suggesting then further that there is a conspiracy theory afoot to make it so that you're saying that it'd be no problem to handle this, but yet they claim they have not been able to. They claim they've failed over and over again.
Well,
and
just let me give you my solution.
Please.
You put together a heavy fabric fire hose about 10 feet in diameter. You drop it over the wellhead. You never at any point try to stop the flow. You just drop this sleeve over the wellhead and weight it to the bottom, to the ocean floor. The top end would be near the surface, not at the surface, but maybe 20 feet below.
Okay.
And when you expand this 20-inch flow to a 10-foot diameter, it's going to be just crawling. It will not be a fast speed whatsoever. And you can easily bring up skimmer ships to dip their straws into the mouth of this fabric fire hose.
I'm no engineer, but it sounds like a fine idea.
Yeah, I've heard somebody posit something similar to this, and it makes one wonder, why haven't they done this yet, Eleanor?
Well, the shocking thing is the speed. I don't think the public knows it's only coming out at 1.5 feet per second.
But the engineers who are working on it must, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but they are working for the company, so they can't say anything.
Hey, well, I've seen pictures where the oil is coming up through the rockwork. Has that been confirmed?
Yes, but you're talking about smaller leaks. I mean, the main problem is that huge gusher. Now, let me explain something else about fluid flow. It's been publicized that the pressure is somewhere between 20 and 100,000 PSI, which is a huge pressure.
Yep.
But what the public needs to understand is that pressure exists only down there in the reservoir. When you have a flow through a pipe, the flow drops to the point where it exits, the pressure equals the surrounding pressure. And in that case, it's the pressure of the ocean at that depth, which is 2,200 PSI approximately. So, in other words, as long as you don't try to interfere with the flow, you will never have to deal with pressures like 20,000 PSI.
Right, by trying to cap it or something like that. That makes sense.
But as long as you let it continue to flow, you don't have to deal with those pressures.
It all makes sense to me. What do you think now this is going to call for speculation, and you've done a lot of calculating and number crunching here. So on the speculative side, why do you think that BP hasn't implemented this? What is their interest in continuing this flow? I mean, do they really want to have a big mess on their hands? Because they do. If you're saying
I can just tell you what it sounds to me. It's purely personal opinion that it's a made-up disaster because they could solve it with a cloth sleeve. So it's a made-up disaster. It's not by BP. It's by the powers that be. They want a disaster to impose some sort of a
new
program on people that they
regime.
Don't want.
Interesting speculation. I appreciate it. Good detail. And thanks for the science. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Eleanor. 800-259-9231.
It's your lesson in hydrodynamics here on Free Talk Live.
Well, we'll take her word for it. Like I say, I'm not an engineer. It sounded
plausible, right?
So we continue here. You're welcome to chime in if you'd like at 800-259-9231, and we'll talk to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Carl, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to bring attention, well, to my case as well as prosecution.
You know, Carl, I'm just curious. I mean, you've been calling about this for years, and we've talked to you. You're stuck in a crazy house up in...
recently I was in an immigration detention center.
Yeah, in Canada, and you call, and you're constantly plugging the website. I guess, you know, here's my concern, Carl. I appreciate your situation, but as we talked to you in detail recently, it didn't sound like you really had to be where you are, as I understand it. You kind of...
The court sent me here.
What's that?
The court sent me to this hospital for an evaluation.
Right.
And what my attention is to what happened to me in the States regarding this prosecution. attitude of Paul McNulty.
Right, but you attempted to leave the States. You went up to Canada.
I spent my time in prison in the States.
Yeah, and then you went up to Canada to try to escape from the prosecution in the United States.
No. I served my time, served probation, then came up here and claimed asylum like the war protesters after I did the time. I already served the prison sentence. I didn't take off.
I thought you were claiming asylum because you hadn't served all the time or something.
No.
Like that.
I did 5 years on a six-year sentence.
Well, then, okay, so you were claiming asylum because you just didn't feel comfortable in the United States at that point. Right, and then you found out that you can't claim asylum in Canada, and they decided to lock you up.
Yes, that's what happened.
Right, because it was an immigration violation. Now, you had the opportunity to go back to the United States.
Yes.
But you didn't. So basically, you've chosen essentially to stay in Canada when you're not even wanted for anything, at least to your knowledge, in the United States. You're just a little bit paranoid about it. I mean, it's an undesirable situation, but I guess here's my question. Should Free Talk Live, and the question is to the hosts here, should Free Talk Live essentially be the Free Carl show where Carl can call in, you know, once a week and talk about his situation over and over again?
Has it been successful on his website? Has he managed to raise money?
I don't know.
Carl, are there new developments?
Other than I might be going back to court again, bouncing me around for over 3 years without any trial or anything, being bounced around the Canadian.
Good luck out there, Carl. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll talk more about it coming here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.